Welcome back to the News Hour. On Fridays, it's the Illini Notebook. Brian Barnhart is the voice of the Illini. He joins us now and brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Baruz, and Seven Saints. Football in the rearview mirror. Illinois basketball continues to carry on. Big Ten play starts on Sunday against Nebraska. We'll get into that in a moment, but Brian, as we move now into off-season mode for Illinois football, any lingering thoughts? Obviously, the contract extension for Lovie was news at the beginning of the week, and a defensive coordinator position to fill as well.
Yeah, and I think we had Josh on, I guess, earlier this week talking about that, and he talked to several media outlets along the way. But just talking about, you know, the message you're trying to send, which I think is to recruits more than anything, and potential hirees, whether you're hiring a defensive coordinator, what the ultimate plan is you want stability. You want people to know that, hey, this is our guy. It's the same reason Jeff Brohm had to decide pretty quick, is he going to stay at Purdue? Is he going to go to Louisville? Everybody had him going to Louisville. Well, he decided to stay at Purdue, but he had to make that decision pretty quick. It's the same idea when Bill Cubitt was the interim coach and then eventually got the full job until he was dismissed, of course, by Josh Whitten later. In the spring when Josh came on board. But the idea was you have to give the recruits, the potential guys you're looking at for the next year or two, a message saying this is our guy. And that's basically what it is. It's, this is our guy. I don't know all the details of the structure and the buyout and all that sort of thing, but you know the recruits don't care about that. They just want to know, is my guy that I'm talking to now, the assistant I'm talking to on the recruiting trail, is he going to be around next month? And this is a message I think Josh Whitman sent. He cleared the table of all the talk because otherwise that's all anybody from a even local or national perspective would have been talking about is what's the future of Lovie Smith. And he took that off the table, said he's our guy.
So it'll be an interesting offseason from here as well to see how the coaching staff gets filled out and who gets to join the Illinois football roster as well. Well, seems like this will become a regular thing. Big Ten basketball in the month of December as we turn the calendar tomorrow. Sunday, a trip to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers. There was a time and day when that was probably considered an advantage to be facing the Cornhuskers. Not this year. They're expected, at least maybe by their fans, to be in the NCAA tournament.
I forget how many games they won last year in the Big Ten, 13 or something like that, 12 or 13. One of those was against Illinois, a buzzer beater. The other was a loss to Illinois that probably crippled their NCAA tournament hopes because they just didn't have a very strong schedule. They will dispute that, talking to Nebraska folks. They said, no, we played a strong enough schedule last year, we should have been in. They had, to me, last year, the look of an NCAA tournament team, regardless of the strength of schedule. I thought they should have been in, but they weren't. But this is kind of their window. They've got seniors all over the place. Older teams win. We were watching them play at Clemson the other night during the course of the coaches' show during the breaks, and Brad Underwood mentioned, you know, there's a senior team. There's a team that knows how to win games late, and that was the case. I mean, they pulled it out late at Clemson. So they're 6-1. They're playing well. They've beaten you know, they lost to Texas Tech, but they also got the big win in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And this is a team I expect will be, a lot of people have picked them for the top four in the Big Ten, if not top three. So this is a good ball club.
On the flip side, Illinois coming off a close loss against Notre Dame in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Of course, you had a close loss against Gonzaga the week before in Maui. Young team trying to find out how to win and get better.
Well, that's certainly the case. And, you know, the Gonzaga game, they had a couple of shots at it. Everybody knows that. Did not play well in the second half against Iowa State. Did not play well at all overall in the Xavier game. I don't think Xavier is a great team, but it was one of those games they didn't play well. The pressure defense, I think, works in a lot of ways, but they just don't have a rim protector. They don't have a yet. I think Samba Cain could develop into that. I think De La Rosa, if he can get healthy, might be able to help with that this year. But, I mean, look what Notre Dame was able to do with Durham, Juwan Durham. He hadn't been a big factor during the year, but then suddenly he blocked six or seven shots and changes your offensive flow and changes your aggressiveness of the basket. Illinois doesn't right now have a guy like that. They don't have a Nana Egwu anymore to wipe away a lot of defensive inexperience. So I think someone like a Nana would really help in this defense because then you could scramble but also protect the rim. And that's – people were asking me yesterday. I was doing a national show, and they were asking. I said, that's one of the things I think that Illinois is just missing. They know that, And they've got to learn to plug those holes, the blue line that Brad Underwood talks about, have to get better that way. And I thought they were better the other night overall. I think he was pretty happy with the strides they took in the middle of the loss and the closeness of the loss to how they out-rebounded a very good Notre Dame team and held their own in spots during the game. The biggest thing they had was they got some looks that they missed. Was it 13 straight misses, I think, at one point? And that will cost you in any game, and yet they still only lost by two.
One other thing I'm paying attention to is how Ayo Dosunmu and Trent Frazier continue to develop together on the mm-hmm. court, figure out their chemistry, who takes the lead, when and where and how. I think Trent Frazier is a proven guy that can go get his shot, and you want the ball in his hands in a late game situation. But they're still figuring out together how to be together on the court.
And you have to remember that this roster turned over by two-thirds last year, So they're throwing them all together, and the schedule is just unbelievably tough. I was looking at the list of games we've played already. I mean, it's just Georgetown and Notre Dame and, you know, Gonzaga and Iowa State. I mean, these are all power conference schools that they played, as we know. And that was the one thing I contended from the beginning, was that Illinois could be better as a team, and the reflection in the record may not show it because of the teams they're playing, because there's so much that goes into the early part of the season where you're mixing and matching the parts you talk about at the guard spot. You've got Felice in there. You've got Georgie in his new role. You've got Aaron Jordan, who, you know, is starting to do some other things besides just stand outside the three-point line and shoot. He's driving. But do you get him the ball? When do you get him the ball? How do you feed the post? How does that guard situation work? All of those things are issues that come up anyway, and now you're throwing these guys into games against high-level competition, and you're kind of trying to figure it out as you go against a very difficult schedule.
All right, Brian. Sunday, 4 o'clock tip, 2:30 game day coverage starts, Illinois at Nebraska. Let's open up the notebook.
22nd time they'll meet, 14-7 is the Illinois record. They're 4-4 in Lincoln. And last year, the Illini lost on a buzzer beater by James Palmer after Finke had hit a shot. The other note I've got on Illinois, get this, Scott, the Illini have made 76 three-pointers. Their opponent's only 46. The Illini have made 206 field goals overall. Opponents 184, but the free throws made is the difference. Illinois has only made 71 free throws. Their opponents have made 128.
I had a feeling you were going there.
Yeah, minus 57 on the free throws. So the fouling is, you know, and they brought in referees, and they've tried to, you know, work on not reaching and not lunging and not jumping out and knocking people over, and that's the free throws have been a huge difference.
Brian, we'll hear from you again on Sunday.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
That's the Illini Notebook with Brian Barnhart, brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Beru's, and Seven Saints. Local news is next.